headed for the serious jive. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow they'll be held to pay. Attentively, I mean about future calamity. I used to think the idea was obsolete until I heard the old man stamp at his feet.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, live 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix,
You guys
Arizona.
Are all dancing in the studio.
Yeah, we're dancing like... I'm trying to dance.
This is how I grind at the bar crawls.
Oh, I don't grind.
No?
All right.
The women don't like it?
I do dirty dancing.
I learned how to grind. Someone taught me how to grind.
How do you grind?
I was doing it improperly, I guess.
How do you improperly grind?
I will have to explain it on the
show. No, let me
possibly.
See it. Do it on the mirror.
You have to position your legs right, again, apparently.
What do you mean?
I don't grind.
You don't?
No.
You don't ever grind with Kathleen?
It's sort of a grind that... What?
Kathleen, Eric doesn't want to grind with you.
He didn't say that. He said he doesn't grind.
Well, he should. It's fun.
But that's on the dance floor.
I'm going to bring an iPad and follow you around and film you at the
Yes, do it. Yeah, we should do that.
Do it.
We'll make a 10-minute Joseph grind. Documentary.
Oh, yeah, we could do 10-minute tips from Joseph.
Yeah, bar crawl tips from Joseph.
Yeah. Lesson one is how to grind properly.
I've got endurance a lot longer than 10 minutes.
Now, where do you place your legs in a
grind? Yeah, but I don't think anyone wants to see more than 10 minutes of you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Depends if he's dressed. But how do you place your
legs? That's about women.
We did. And they agreed. So where do you place your legs in a grind?
Well, say that I was grinding to that song, which was from
Careful
Monkey
now.
Bones.
Let's say you're grinding to a mannequin or a womanikin.
Squirrel.
Careful now.
Yes, I know. Careful. Squirrel Nut Zippers is who sang us into
what?
The
what is
segment.
That type of name?
Hold on. The movie, the song is called Hell, and the movie is called Monkey Bone. Yes.
Monkey what?
Monkey Bone. Brendan Fraser, Chris Kattan. I've got the little Monkey Bone character. He sleeps in my room. He sleeps up on the wall.
Wow, what does Frozen think? Does Frozen ever go
after? He's scary. He's scary. Monkey Bone's scary. It's a comedy, but kind of claymation, all that stuff.
Claymation.
Yes, but you know.
Is that like matriculation?
Yes, but and you know what?
Where do you matriculate?
Anyway, the grinding.
That means enrollment.
You just have to place your legs properly. You know.
Properly,
kind of like a puzzle. Kind of like a puzzle. Yeah,
and if you don't, what happens?
If you don't, then you kind of just are bumping the person.
And what's wrong with that?
I don't know,
Eric. What's wrong with that?
You're not dancing. It's not a dance. It's something else.
It's not a dance. I thought it was a dance. Grinding.
It sounds like one.
Yes, you're grinding if you're doing it properly. If you have your legs intertwined or whatever, like
it's not twerking.
No, that's different. That's bumping. Bumping and grinding.
And
yeah,
do you do it only if you know your dance partner like really, really well?
You probably should know your dance partner really well.
And what happens?
It should probably be earlier in the night before they get all sweaty.
Oh. Why? What happens?
Because you're going to get really close to them and you don't want them stinking and all that.
Oh.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You're looking at me like I'm nuts right there.
You're squirrel zipper nut.
Yeah.
I'm squirrel nut zippers.
All right, little Joe. That's like on Bonanza. Is that why we call him Little Joe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyone that knows Little Joe, call in 602-252-1480 and tell me how he got his nickname.
He's wearing a six gun and a hat.
He's got six guns.
I am going to wear a hat.
He does have guns.
Next event,
look at, he's been working out. Look at those pistols.
Ooh, I know it.
Guns.
What? Oh, guns. They're called guns on
guns.
Pistols. Little Joe.
I told you. I beat the laser guy. We call him. I'm not going to say.
Why did you beat him?
I beat him in arm
laser
wrestling.
Tag.
Oh, you didn't finish the set.
Wow. I could beat you in arm wrestling.
Because he goes up to some girl at this last thing that we went to. Because I'm going, I'm
Look
like
at
showing
these guns.
Her. Yeah, those are nice guns.
See, I have guns.
What are you benching?
I lift weights.
What are you benching?
I don't know.
225.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know. I
bench 225.
What, do you just slap some weights on it and then go for it?
I just, as much as I can possibly tolerate.
Okay, this is what you do. You go in a swimming pool. You have someone, girl, float on their back. You go underneath them, lift them up, and bench press them. They're stiff as a board.
M. Hercules!
Yeah, I can't wait for that. Is that going to be a blockbuster?
No, we're not going to talk about that one.
Oh, we're not?
We're not going to talk about that one.
Soylent Green is people!
Your turn.
We're not? Darn it.
Ape, not kill,
Ape.
Oh, wow.
Oh. But yeah, this is, of course, Breakthrough Entertainment's Ape Show.
Yes.
That's why I said that. But yeah, I did beat the guy with in arm wrestling. I was trying to impress a girl, and he came over and tried to spoil my thunder. What's that phrase?
Steal.
Steal my thunder. He tried. Thank you. I feel like I'm a foreigner. He tried to steal my thunder. And
you
I,
have thunder?
I said, I challenge you to a... arm wrestling.
Wait, Joseph brought his thunder.
Eric, is thunder like Mojo?
And I beat him.
What is Mojo, by the way, Eric?
Mojo Jojo. He's from Powerpuff Girls.
No, what does that mean?
He's a monkey.
What does it mean?
Mojo?
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about that right now. We'll talk about
that next week.
We'll talk about Mojo.
Mojo it's like your good vibe that you got.
Yeah.
No, I'm reading it here. It's, where is the dictionary?
Careful there.
It might be in the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Yeah, Mojo. It's a charm or spell.
Mojo Jojo.
Oh, no, but now it says more commonly said meaning sex appeal or talent.
Yeah, you know, Austin Powers, he had to get his mojo back.
Oh, behaves. Is that how you do it?
Oh, I got his attention.
That's your mojo right there.
Yeah.
Is that, does it work?
I'm stunned.
That's what most people say. Why'd you borrow my pen? I just want to know.
Well, I've just put the bathroom out of order for a short time.
Thank you, Greg.
Yes.
Oh, no.
My apologies. My second office. You can use the women's bathroom, though.
I do.
He does anyway.
Huh? Yeah, that's probably
in a nun's outfit.
What?
In a nun's outfit, right?
A nun's outfit?
None.
Have you ever worn a nun's outfit?
You know, last time I saw a nun, I said, thanks for nothing. Anyway.
Wow.
No, that was at the Rat Pack. They said that. Joey Bishop said that joke. Didn't work here, though.
No. Before we get to, I want to kind of like segue to our next segment here. But
you said you
I was saying how I watched Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
Of course, we had on
I
Teo
watch
Penglis.
All my children.
You watched, you said you watched the first episode.
Absolutely.
All the way back in 1901.
The very first time it was on, I was in college.
Before TV was invented.
I was hooked. Susan Lucci was on it.
Yeah.
I was absolutely hooked. I thought it was phenomenal. Phoebe was there. Who else? Oh, so many people.
I watched Passions. Passions was
Didn't
my...
see that.
It was wonderful. Wonderful show, Passions. Did you ever see Passions?
Never.
No, I watched General Hospital for about a year, and then I got tired of it because it was amazing how they could draw out a simple little storyline over like 8 months.
Okay, all right.
Look at that. What do you think of her?
Very good, Dave.
But look, see?
I see.
Dave.
I see it.
Remember,
you know,
we're on radio, not TV.
Radio.
No one
yeah.
else could
yeah.
see what we're doing.
We'll get, okay. We're going to, at Breakthrough Television, coming soon to a
Greg, what does Mojo mean? We tested everyone. Oh, no, don't
no,
say.
No,
we
no.
Get, we
we'll,
already
we'll do it next week.
Today.
But you know okay. what? Because we're going to talk about the primetime Emmy nominations in just a second. But you know, the daytime Emmy nominations were a
prime
few
time.
Weeks ago.
Yeah, who won?
And Eileen Davidson from Days of Our Lives, she won. Best, I believe, supporting actress from Days of Our Lives. She, of course, plays Kristen DiMera, so sister of Tony DiMera. We should have asked him about that. She did a great job, and she won, and several other people won from Days of Our Lives as well.
That's sort of cool.
Yeah. So
it was definitely the day of their life.
Yes, it was. And so, of course, the primetime Emmy nominations were announced, I believe, either yesterday or 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the list here, and not too many TV shows that I watch are actually represented. I mean, you've got, let's say, for
Game
drama
of Thorns.
Series.
But one of your favorite movies.
Did you just say Game of Thorns?
I don't know what I said.
But
yeah,
one of your
Thorns. Oh,
but one of your favorite movies thus far of 2014 is represented by
Modern
a
Family.
Very good TV show.
Fargo?
No, one of your favorite movies of 2014. The the main star director of this is represented with his TV show.
I am Jeff Daniels.
I'm confused. What are you talking about?
Family Guy. Seth
Family
MacFarlane.
Guy. Oh yes, Seth MacFarlane. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Animated program. What? What is he nominated for?
It's voiceover work.
Oh, voiceover. Okay.
Yeah. Very
voiceover
good work. Too.
Yes. Yeah. Well, because I was looking at an animated program. That's Archer. I don't watch Archer.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
That's animated, right?
Yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Manhattan Project. I don't even know why that's on this list.
Hmm.
But the three that I appreciate in the animated program category, Bob's Burgers. It's a great show. Wouldn't you agree?
Still haven't seen it.
I used to go there all the time until they closed them down. Remember, Eric?
I love Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
Bob's Big Boy.
Yeah, it's Big Boy.
It's, uh-huh. It is the best animated show on
but
right
now. But we call Joseph Little Joe now.
Futurama, which, of course, is canceled. Futurama.
Never heard of it.
I thought that was on, they moved it to.
They moved to Comedy Central, but they actually had a proper
those
ending.
Those were
to it.
Still, like, new episodes?
They were new episodes,
wow.
Yeah.
So all these animated shows go on for so long.
South Park.
Yeah, I love that.
I love it as well. Great of course, show. They reduced it down to 10 episodes a season now, though. Mm-hmm. It used to be, like.
Well, you know, they had to put. Each show was put together within 1 week. There's a documentary on Netflix that shows how they did it.
They do it.
And they literally came up with a concept
it's
and wrote
topical,
it and animated it with all within 6 days.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. And but now they're only, what are they? They're only working 10,
oh, you know
10
what?
Weeks now? Come on. What kind of job is that?
Come on. They're busy being funny.
Film columnist? Why do they get paid for that?
Wait. Look,
exactly.
Settle down, boys. Outstanding animated program. Are you done with that? Because I saw something really interesting.
What are you? Okay. What?
Outstanding variety series. This is a tough one to pick.
Saturday Night Live.
And Jimmy Fallon, Real Time with Bill Maher, Jimmy Kimmel, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and The Colbert Report. How do you pick that, Eric?
Oh, I like them all.
These are so good.
Yeah. I know, they're all good.
How do you pick that? Joseph, Little Joe.
I don't know. Well, now, how about this?
On Outstanding Variety Series.
I know, they're all good. They're
how,
all
do,
good.
How do you
I pick
that?
Saturday Night Live.
Wow,
well, that's
why.
Not on there, right?
Because I like it.
I pick Jimmy Fallon. I like
I'll go Bill Maher, just above Jimmy Fallon.
He is good,
though.
I will say.
Tough.
I agree with
that. I love that show.
I'm going to go with Bill Maher.
And Stephen Colbert is great, too.
Colbert, you're right.
What's
and The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
How do you go wrong with these things?
Well, how about drama series?
No.
I don't watch any of these dramas.
I'm so sorry.
I know that Greg and Eric both watch, you know, a couple of these.
They
at least
do?
One of them.
Like what?
Breaking Bad.
Yes.
I've never seen an episode.
Well, that's long over.
All right. Yeah. Well, Downton Abbey?
No.
No.
I've never even heard of
Game
it.
Of Thrones, or as
I've never
calls
seen
it.
House
Game
of Cards.
Of
you saw
Thorns.
House of Cards.
I've seen one episode.
House of Cards. Oh. Mad Men and True Detective.
I haven't seen either.
I tried watching True Detective.
Good.
I watched like 1.5 episodes, and I fell asleep.
Not your thing?
Not my
that
thing.
That was Matthew McConaughey, right?
Yes, Matthew McConaughey and
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Talent.
And
talent
but
plus.
But it's such a boring show.
Really? They're in a TV series together?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's HBO.
Say, Woody.
Yeah. I was going to say, why are they on TV?
And, of course, comedy series, you've got Louis. I haven't seen that yet. Orange is the New Black, which is the only thing
still
I've ever
seen. Kathleen Lyon.
Oh, you're wearing orange today.
Kathleen
loves
that show.
Did you just from prison? She likes that?
Oh, yeah, she loves that show.
It's a Netflix show.
Modern Family is good.
Yeah, Modern Family, and of course, The Big Bang Theory. That's probably what I would pick, The Big Bang Theory.
I've never seen that, but
I hear all the great stuff. Yeah.
Silicon Valley.
Oh, I love it.
You like that?
I got to say,
I tried watching it.
Yeah.
Could not stand it.
Why?
I don't know. And I love King of the Hill.
Silicon Valley. Mike Judge.
Wait,
Judge.
You haven't been
Judge.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I
have
I
a breaking news. Greg has not been a Blockbuster for years. How does he still know these things?
That's because there aren't any.
I didn't even work at Blockbuster. All I said was in high school there was a video store.
Wow.
That's no longer
in existence.
Get to know
your son.
Never mind.
Get to know your son.
Oh, yes.
Veep. Yeah.
I hear that's funny.
Julie
Louis-Dreyfus. She's good.
Yeah, I've never really tried that. But
give her a try.
Yeah. A lead actor in a comedy, Jim Parsons, The Big Bang Theory.
He's funny.
He usually takes that, so he probably will. Of course, you got Ricky Gervais from Derek.
Yeah, he's
Matt
good.
LeBlanc, who we were saying earlier from the, I call him Joey from.
Joey.
Friends from the
He's likable, but I can't really
episodes.
Stand him.
Don Cheadle, House of Lies.
William Macy.
Louis C.K. From Louis and William
wait,
H.
Which
Macy,
one are you
Shameless.
From?
Lead actor in a comedy. I'm skipping.
Did you
all
say
around.
Wait? William H. Macy from Shameless. Who was the House of Lies guy?
Don Cheadle.
Oh, okay, Don Cheadle. Yeah
pretty good. Actually, pretty good.
You've got great actors in this.
That's about marketing, right? House of Lies.
Yeah.
Have you seen Shameless yet? The one with William H. Macy
no.
you were talking
no.
about.
No.
I saw
Never
part of the first season.
Rossum,
Showtime.
I like looking at her.
She's cute, but yeah, definitely a pretty interesting show. Yeah. I haven't seen it since the first season.
He's kind of a degenerate in that show, right?
Yeah. He has some issues.
And lead actress in a comedy. One of your favorite people, Melissa McCarthy from Mike and Molly.
Yeah, there
she's
got
to take it because I love Mike and Molly. That's
a
good show.
I've never seen the show, but I like her.
And unfortunately, Lena Dunham from Girls is going to take it. I really
you
don't
like that?
I don't get it, and I don't really like what Lena Dunham looks like. I'm sorry.
Oh.
What?
Why? What's wrong with her?
Yeah.
I don't want to say.
It's okay.
Hey, I can say that Melissa McCarthy is really attractive. Lena Dunham, no, not very much. Sorry.
How about Julie Louis Dreyfus?
I'm gonna
is it the tattoos? She,
is she the daughter of Richard Dreyfus,
no.
by the way?
No.
No, she's
only like 10 years apart.
I think she's the daughter of, you know, have you ever heard of the Dreyfus Fund?
Yeah, no, it's financial planning.
Yeah, I think she's the daughter of that Dreyfus.
Oh, wow, that's a good Dreyfus to be.
Or married into that family or something.
That's even. Falco. Oh, yeah, because it's Louis Dreyfus.
Louis. Louis. Louis.
All right, I don't know. Where are we at? Edie Falco.
Okay, Edie Falco, Nurse Jackie, yeah. Taylor Schilling from Orange is the New Black, and Amy Poehler from Parks and Rec.
Oh, she's okay. Good show.
She's good. I did not like Parks and Rec when I tried it originally.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Try it again.
You know, reality competition program, you know. Another shot. I cannot believe that you know, The Amazing Race deserves it because it's still a great show, but I can't believe that the other shows in this category are Dancing with the Stars, blah, Project Runway, no thank you, So You Think You Can Dance, which a lot of my friends like.
I don't think I can dance.
But I don't. Yeah, I don't get that. Top Chef and The Voice. How are these? Oh. Like, where's America's Got Talent? Where's Big Brother? I mean, come
where's
on.
Howard Stern's? Now, the question is this. The Amazing Race, is that where you win $1 million?
Yeah.
Trisha's friends won that.
They
won $1 million.
Well, why don't we have them on the show?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I was right. She is the daughter of, that is her father's last name, Dreyfus. And he funded, his father founded
Richard Dreyfus?
The Dreyfus Group.
No, the Dreyfus Group.
What are you eating?
Delicious salted crackers.
Okay, I'm gonna. I'll get Trisha to get. I met them at a wedding in Las Vegas.
Well, actually, they can only come on if they donate $1 million.
My family was on the Amazing Race as well. So
they lost.
I've never met these people, but they're in my family. I'm gonna say their last name, the Godlewskis.
Yeah, the Godlewskis.
You're related to the Godlewskis?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
I'm related to the guy. Oh, who's your daddy?
They were on the Amazing Race. The
did you have your summers at the lake by Eagle River? Oh, Aaron Isaac, Kakaguski.
No, thank you.
By the way, you know how much she's worth? Back to Julia.
Yeah, Dreyfus. About $100 million.
No, try $3 billion.
Wow.
Yeah.
How old is she?
Early 50s, like right?
Yeah, early.
But she looks
50s.
Good. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Now, supporting actress in a billion. Comedy is a great.
Sounds like a lot of money.
Mayim Bialik from The Big Bang Theory, Julie Bowen, Modern Family, Allison Janney from Mom, Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And Anna Chlumsky from Veep,
from
and Kate Mulgrew from Orange is the New Black.
Some young actresses, because with her, with My Girl, or when they were young in the Mayim Bialik,
you know,
Blossom.
Blossom, yeah. She's
which
a great actress. She's hilarious.
I watched a little the other day. They put it on this. I don't even know what
you've
TV
gotta
channel it is.
You've
got to
see her on The Big Bang Theory. She's hilarious.
Really?
One of the best parts of the show. Yeah. You know, and
when
Mom's
I get this thing
too.
Called Netflix, I'll give it a shot.
And Kate McKinnon is actually the best part of Saturday Night Live right now.
Kate McKinnon. Yeah, I haven't really seen
it. She's probably like
episode.
The, you know, current Kristen Wiig of the show.
Oh, okay.
Like they build
I'll give
lot
it a try.
What happened to Kristen Wiig?
She's doing
on.
Movies
she
now.
Has all these things.
Kind of
yeah.
the same thing that happened to Tina Fey and
Tina and Turner.
So just ignore Dave.
I wanted to hear the silence.
That was good. You never had
now miniseries. You've got American Horror Story, Coven. I've never gotten into that. Bonnie and Clyde, Luther, Treme, The White Queen. I've never gotten into any of those. I'm trying Fargo. I'm on episode 3.
I hear that's good. You like it so far?
It's okay. You know, it's a little long and drawn out.
Okay.
It's a little. Is that how I talk now? Yeah. It's a little long and drawn out.
Oh, okay.
You know, but I'm gonna give it another try.
There you
a couple
go.
More episodes.
Do you know how I know you go to bar crawls? Anyway.
What?
Okay. And yeah, let's see. What else here? You got Andre Brower for Brooklyn Nine-Nine and supporting actor in a comedy.
Oh, he's
Jesse
good.
Tyler Ferguson
yeah,
and
like
Ty
him.
Burrell from Modern Family.
Ty Burrell's.
Yeah.
He's a funny
yeah.
guy. Yeah.
Who's
yeah.
in Modern? Who's the main guy?
Ed O'Neill.
Yeah. I went to the seminar, and his ex-wife was there.
That's
oh, yeah?
great. Good for you.
Excellent.
Yeah. She was really cute.
Okay. Peggy yeah. Bundy?
No, the real ex-wife.
Oh.
Wow. But, yeah, it's, you know, excellent
What happened
lineup?
To Bud Bundy, by the way? We should have him call in.
Okay,
one day.
Work
Bud
on
Bundy.
That.
Remember
that?
That?
Yeah, I sort of know. We'll talk about it off there.
He did a reality show most recently.
Yeah.
Oh, did he really? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. He's a pretty good little actor, though.
So, yeah, that's our TV talk for today. Primetime
excellent.
Emmy nominations.
Very
they're
good.
Coming up. We'll keep you posted on who wins. And maybe we'll have a primetime Emmy party.
Sexy. Okay.
I just wanted, I like the silence.
Silence
you
is
say
golden.
Something like that.
Little
we
Joe.
We don't do the Dave's Random Enlightenments anymore.
Oh,
we just got to let
it.
You talk and then just like.
It's automatic every week.
Yeah. But have you ever been into Curious George?
No, you mean the restaurant?
What?
The restaurant.
Do they ever call you Curious Dave?
Yeah, they do, actually.
Yeah? You yeah. go around and go.
I can't say that, though.
He used no? to wear a Curious. Yellow hat and his little, yeah. or a yellow shirt and yeah. his top hat. Dave's been shopping at Pick and Save, getting these ridiculous colored shirts.
Oh,
there.
I love this shirt. Right? I have
save.
A green.
We'll help you shop.
Where do they have Pick and Save? Yeah. Curious goes George.
To California for it.
Of course, a lot of kids are, you know, yeah. there's a Curious George balloon in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, right?
So what does that mean?
Oh,
our
George.
Next song is from Curious George.
Oh, I know that. He's like the monkey.
Yeah, he's the monkey, because this is, of course, Breakthrough Entertainment's Ape Show.
Ape Show.
And this song is by Jack Johnson, Upside Down.
Jack Johnson,
because,
the hockey player?
Was that Will Ferrell or Brendan Fraser?
That was Will
Ferrell.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, and of course,
I was thinking one of them.
And, you know, it's called Upside Down. Monkeys like to do that, right?
Yeah.
You have to hang upside down.
Mm-hmm. I don't. Yeah, I think I remember there. That. No, I never saw that. I'm an intellectual. An intellectual. Okay. All right, maybe not. All right, this is...
No, you're...
yes, exactly. And that is Little Joe in studio. This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance to Mother Nature's song. I don't want this feeling to go away.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Woo!
And welcome back to Fiddler on the Roof, a music from Fiddler on the Roof. No, maybe not. Is
no,
it?
What is that? This is the theme from Congo, Spirit of Africa by Lebo M. Congo, have you
it's
never
not
seen
if
Congo?
I was a rich man?
No.
Have Those were just seen... people in ape suits, too.
Was?
It looked
oh,
like
yeah,
it
they
me.
Were. Yeah, it was pretty hokey when you go. But I remember being thrilled by it. It was around the time that Jurassic Park came out.
You were like 12.
You yeah. were thrilled by it?
Yeah, it
Did
was
you
a
see
scary
a
movie.
Oh, and this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. This is The Ape Show. And
Not
of course,
thus The
what?
Ape Show. This is the... Breakthrough Entertainment's Ape Show.
Oh, is that how
brand
you
it?
Say it?
Oh. Brand it.
Brand it. Oh, yeah. Breakthrough
Own
Entertainment's
it.
Ape Show. Brand it.
Yeah.
Did I say brand it at then?
No.
Okay, maybe not. Yeah. All right, anyway, we are here, and Joseph, back to you. We have some special guests calling in.
Yeah, yeah. In just a moment, we will have on actresses Alexandra Rodriguez and Vivian Lamoli from East Los High. This is a Hulu original series. Hmm. If you don't know what Hulu is, then get out from under your rock.
Yeah, I used to do the hula hoop all the time.
Okay.
Hula.
Very good. Well, Hulu.com is a place where you can watch a lot of different series, both network series and original series. And
hey, Joseph, we're not telling Dave, but we've got the old folks home on the line
Very
as
good.
Well.
Very
yeah,
good.
We're thinking
I see them.
Of putting him in there soon.
I see them on that line, so we'll have to, you know, Ooh. One more comment like that, and we'll put them in. Yeah. But let me tell you a little bit about East Los High. In it, a group of friends at East Los High face the trials and tribulations of teenagers growing up in East Los Angeles. And it's just started its second season. I believe this past week we had the first episode of the second season. And right now we have on, like I said, all right, in just a moment we will have on our actresses. Thank you, Eric. See, that's why Eric is our producer. Mm-hmm. I'm going
to
give him
man,
praise.
I don't want you to like say somebody's there when they're not.
Well, he's a very good producer. He gets paid well for what he does. And
I'm handing him a shilling right now.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
You know, through our bulletproof glass, of course.
Right. Well, and if you watch. Okay, now we've got our very special guests, actresses Alexandra Rodriguez and Vivian Lamoli from East Los High. Alexandra, you play Gina Barrios, and Vivian, you play Filiberta Rodriguez. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. We're so excited to be here.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We're excited to have you. I understand that you were just here in Phoenix a few days ago.
We were. We're so sorry we missed you.
Oh, we could have had you in studio. That would have been a lot of fun.
I know. We were looking forward to that, but...
Next time. When are you coming back? Let's book it now. No, I'm kidding.
Well, so tell us a little bit about East Los High. Now, were you part of the first season as well, both of you, or are you joining the series in the second season here?
We're the newbies. We're the new cast at East Los High.
Wow.
Yeah, well, this is our first season being a part of the cast, and we feel really, really blessed, you know, to follow in the footsteps of the people who were on the first season. It was a really great experience. Absolutely, they're the trailblazers, and, you know, they definitely pioneered the way of the drama at East Los High. And, you know, it being a full Latino cast, we're just so proud and excited to be a part of that.
Oh, absolutely. And so now, Alexandra, tell us a little bit about Gina for those who want to go back. And I suppose you can just pick up right now with the second season since you got a couple of new cast members joining. So tell our listeners what they will see in Gina. Who is she?
Gina Barrios is just a really great girl all around. She's sweet. She's caring. She's always trying to see the good in everyone in every situation. She's kind of, I like to say, like the glue that keeps her family together because her, you know, there's a lot of commotion that's going on around her. She's a good girl of the show. And you can take that whatever way you want. She's just a really smart, caring, all around, well put together chick. And yeah, she goes through a lot of different things this season. And, I can't wait for you guys to see it. She's awesome. Yep.
Wonderful. And Vivian, you play Filiberta Rodriguez. Tell us a little bit about her.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Filiberta Rodriguez is a junior at East Los, and she's full Boricua. So full Puerto Rican. It's kind of rare because I think she's the only Puerto Rican actually on the cast. But she's just, you know, funky, full of life, and just that personality and character that really brings light on every situation and that you want to laugh with and be friends with. So all of her girlfriends are on the bomb squad with her, and the bomb squad is such a major thing in her life, which is the dance team at East Los. And she's definitely one of those friends with everyone, and lets you know how it is. She's a real talk kind of girl.
Wonderful. And you know, like I said earlier, East Los High is a Hulu original series. You can watch it on Hulu.com. Is there any difference in filming, because this is basically like the dawn of a new technology of watching things. You got Netflix.
That's right.
So is there any difference in the filming of a show like this, or is it basically the same kind of thing like with the network TV and shows and cable?
Absolutely. This is definitely looked at as a television show, a television series for sure. And we shot in a mini series style. So we shot by location, and having said that, I mean, one day we'll be doing, you know, episode 5, scene 2, and then the next day, maybe like episode 10, scene 7. So, or the same day, exactly how Alex just said right now. So your emotions, you know, have to be there, and you got to be ready, right, when you get on set to just go for it. And our director was really great about that because he allowed us to improv and be creative and be open, with just the beauty of our creation and working on set with each other.
And so have you filmed the entire season, and how many episodes are in this second season of the show?
Yeah, we wrapped filming in April, and there are mid-April, and we have 12 episodes in the second season.
Oh, okay, wonderful.
Alexandria, let me ask you a question. I noticed that you guest starred on The Newsroom.
Yeah,
I really enjoy that series as well. And how is it working with Jeff Daniels?
He honestly, I was sitting at the table read, you know, when I first got the part, and I was just kind of in awe the whole time. I think I caught myself staring at Jeff Daniels like probably 12 times, and I was like, oh my God, I'm here, like. I'm sitting at the same table as Jeff Daniels. It was kind of bizarre to me. He's such an amazing professional guy, funny. I kept, like, you know, thinking of his lines in Dumb and Dumber while I was looking at him. You know, just some of those epic lines they had. And he was amazing. He's such a professional and amazing at what he does.
Yeah, it's so different than his role in Dumb and Dumber versus what he does on The Newsroom. I mean, very, very intelligent, no question about it. I also see you were born and raised in South Florida. Any comments on LeBron James going back to Cleveland?
You know what? I've always been a D-Wade fan to begin with, so I'm good with whatever choice they all make. Yeah, as long as Wade is still with us, all is well in my world.
Now, Vivian, yep. you've done a lot of basically stage live theater, stage acting. You've done Once on This Island, Godspell, Hair, In the Heights. Do you prefer live theater over the taped stuff, or?
Well, you know, it's funny. I get that question a lot. I really love them both equally. I mean, I definitely started with theater, and as a singer, dancer as well, it's been an awesome ride. I mean, it's very different being on stage. I mean, you're so much bigger than life, and you have to really project to the entire audience because you got those people in the nosebleed section. But just making it real for them is so much bigger than it is when you have a camera really, really close to your face, because that's, you really have to emote so much more on that stage. But it's, you know, my heart definitely will always have a place in musical theater, will always have a place in my heart, because that's where I began.
Terrific. And, you know, you both, something that you both share is that you've been in a lot of commercials. Alexandra, you have been in, national commercials for Target, Sears, Burger King, and Visa. Vivian, you have been in commercials for CMS, Obamacare, Naturally Free Hair Care, and Elastin RP Skin Care. So what's interesting about that is that, you know, we just got finished talking with someone from Days of Our Lives and how, you know, people recognize that person as that character. With these, you know, these people that you play in commercials, people see your face. They kind of like recognize you on the street. Do you ever get like those second looks based on those commercials and someone say, well, yeah, you were in Sears or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, well, for me, I think definitely it's funny because a lot of the things that I've done are, you know, care stuff. So it's very much so those beauty products and those tips on beauties and things like that. I think that more so it's late night when people are like, oh my goodness, I saw you, you know, your hair looks so great in person, actually. So I'm just like, yeah, go out and buy the product. But I definitely have gotten recognized a couple of times. So I think with East Los, it's going to be pretty interesting when, you know, those commercials are still airing.
Definitely, definitely. And, of course, Alexandra, you were also on season 3 of The X Factor. You made it into the top 10 in the groups category with your group Girls United. And any comments about that experience on The X Factor?
Of course I have comments about that. It was really cool because, you know, Simon Cowell ended up being our mentor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody kind of has this idea that he's this, like, kind of mean, pissed off guy all the time. And it was really funny because when we found out he was our mentor, he like gave us hugs and, you know, sat us down and really talked with us and like really cared about, you know, this whole experience. And it was definitely funny because you could tell he plays this character for those shows, for American Idol, for X Factor. Oh. But deep down, I think he's really a really sweet guy. So that was a really funny experience with him.
I don't know if that's good to know or disappointing because I kind of like that character.
I know. Sorry. I might have just blew his cover. I don't know.
Yeah. And Vivian, tell us about the film that's going to be released next year. It's called Western Religion. Who do you play in that? You know, is there any, you know, anything that you
can
share?
Yeah, no. It was an amazing experience. My first Western film.
Not many of those anymore.
Exactly. Or if they do, they're just more star-studded.
Yes.
to get those viewers in. But, no, Western Religion was an awesome experience. It was 4x4 Productions, and it's an independent. So, having said that, you know, we really, truly roughed it out there. Roughed it in a – trying to remember what canyon we were at. But it was definitely out here in Cali, for sure. And it just – it felt awesome to be, you know, staying in a trailer out there overnight, shooting in 30-degree weather, having horses with us there. My character's name actually is Black Jasmine. And she's one of the saloon ladies, so she gets a little frisky. And
well, we definitely want you in studio.
I won't elaborate on that. But no, definitely check it out. It's out in the beginning of next year. And yeah, I had the opportunity to sing and dance in that one as well. So it was awesome.
Okay, all right. And, you know, finally, I wanted to say that, you know, you kind of mentioned it, but you both mentioned it earlier.
Yeah.
East Los High, you know, there's a lot of significance in that you've got an all Latino cast. And that's and it's for Hulu. So when you're touring and going around and meeting fans of the show, is there anything special about that significance? Does that mean a lot to people? You know, they relate to your characters?
Absolutely. I definitely feel that, you know, these stories and the lives that we portray in the show, I mean, a lot of people can relate to that. We're very relatable, and it's rather than, you know, talking at you with this important information for high school students, we're creating creating these stories and really having relationships and living in the thick of it. So I feel like, Latino or not, I mean, I think a lot of people will relate to a lot of our characters, for sure. But the culture, I mean, is also a huge thing. After just watching the first season myself, I was like, ooh, I love it. They're all Latina, and I'm that way too. So it just feels like you're at home.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, again, the show is called East Los High, and it airs on Hulu.com. You have plenty of time to catch up. It's you can get the first season on DVD and Blu-ray? You know?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
No.
Okay.
You can still watch all of last season on Hulu.
Yep. Okay. You can definitely stream both seasons, and with Hulu Plus, you'll get all of the episodes for season two.
Terrific. And again, it just started last week, so you know, start watching now. And we had on actresses.
This past week.
Great. Okay. Yeah. Actresses Alexandra Rodriguez and Vivian Lomoli. Thank you so much for joining us on Breakthrough Entertainment. We would really love to have you on again. And next time you're in Phoenix, I hope it's on a Saturday so we can have you in studio.
Thank you. We definitely enjoyed this time that we have with you. And hopefully we'll be making it to Phoenix sooner than later. We loved everyone. And awesome time.
Wonderful. And we really love your energy.
Oh, great. Yeah. If we were in person, it'd probably be even bigger.
Great. Well, thank you, and have a great weekend.
Likewise. Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye.
They are really cool people.
Yeah.
And beautiful, by the way.
Yeah, they absolutely
are. But very,
are.
You could tell the inner beauty as well.
Yeah.
Passion and just a joy.
Yeah.
That's the two words that come to mind.
Yeah, and, you know, we need to get some of these actresses in the studio. Come on. I mean, I'm meeting all these hot women at these bar crawls, but come on. They got to be famous.
You're not meeting
They've
hot
be
women
famous.
Like these two.
No, I know. I'm not meeting.
And you don't want to meet a woman at a bar, Joseph.
I know. I want to meet an actress.
Right. Well. Oh, yeah, and an actress at a bar.
Yes, 602-252-1480. If you are an actress and you need some representation, 602-252-1480.
Is that what you call it
these days?
Yes,
that's what you call
it.
We'll have you on our sex show.
Representation.
Undercover agent.
Let me
Joseph J. Erdo III.
How many reps do you do, and how much weight does Eric ask?
Speaking of reps, I was telling Joseph on the break I did a sit-up the other day.
Yeah, congratulations. That's awesome.
Very good.
And guess what I did? I watched him.
That's actually
while sitting
sounds
down.
Wrong on many levels.
Okay, well, you know what? We're going to take a break on that note.
Yes, on that note.
Yeah, and of course, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Ape Show, so we're going to play a song. You keep calling me Little Joe.
Yes,
I do. I'm not Little Joe. I'm Mighty Joe.
All right, so we are on number 16, correct?
Yes, we are. Thank you. This is...
No, you're Little Joe.
No, I am Mighty Joe as
Little
in
Joe.
Mighty Joe
no,
Young.
Little Joe Young.
Mighty Joe.
I saw that movie.
Watch this. Ooh, ooh!
Oh my God, he's scary.
I'm gonna have to turn that mic off.
I know, my ears are gone.
That was scary.
You have Dave screaming, you have Joseph Monkey.
Only because I think he's insane.
Wind song. Lebo M is singing us into the.
I don't know that again.
Yes. Lebowitz. Mighty Joe Young. That was a great. That was a big monkey in that movie.
That was a big, like a gorilla.
Yeah, it was a big gorilla. Yeah, Mighty Joe.
He looked friendly though.
Who was the actress in that?
Charlize Theron. I didn't see it, but I
remember the interview back then. She was like,
she said
she would never do any nudity or any R-rated films.
And then she did
that
quite
went out
a bit.
The window like 2 years later.
That's okay. Yeah,
you know,
that's
all right.
That was good.
She I was negotiated in her contract.
What? She was naked in that movie with Al Pacino and who else was it? John Cusack?
And Greg is Mr. Skin?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Eric and myself have a business on the side. We're known by different names.
It's a very slow song here, putting me to sleep.
It is African music.
Oh,
this
okay.
Monkey, not kill monkey.
No, you said ape.
Ape, not kill ape either.
Yeah, you got the wrong dialogue.
Human, strong, together.
Oh, wow. I don't know. We don't know this guy, but he is in studio.
Joseph, need date.
Yeah, you're not kidding. And he's desperate, by the way. 602-252-1480, date with Joseph. We call him Little Joe. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, yes, rolling along. And I'm quitting the blues of the world. I'm singing a song. Yes, singing a song.
I'm singing a song. Hey, I sound like that guy, right?
You do. That's Al Jolson.
Al Jolson.
Al Jolson.
I love Al Jolson.
And Al Jolson is sitting on top of the world. You know, we've talked about a lot of ape shows. On top of the world.
No, sing like him.
I'm singing a song.
No, no, sing like him.
I thought I was.
Eric, do I sound like him?
Okay. Well, anyway.
You sound just like Al Jolson.
We've talked about a lot of ape movies, but we haven't talked about the king of all apes, have we?
No, what?
The king of all apes?
No.
King Kong.
Kong. I love this song.
Yeah, this song is from King Kong, I'm Sitting on Top of the World by Al Jolson.
There we go now.
The new King Kong?
Sitting. Yes. On top.
Long of the world.
No, okay. Stop singing, Dave.
All right. Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm singing on top of the world. Snapping.
Did you like the new King Kong?
I liked the new King Kong.
You did? Okay. I thought it was all right. It's a little long.
Hey, Greg.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Dave running. Finds his jokes funny.
No, I sound like Al Jolson.
No,
I love that.
You know what? That,
Eric, you
that's
remember
offensive
Al Jolson?
To a lot of Al Jolson.
I'm not that old.
Fans.
Oh?
I don't even know what an Al Jolson is.
Jolson.
Jolson.
He was a great singer in the
30s.
No,
yeah,
he was
exactly.
In the very first movie that had sound.
Yes.
He was? I didn't know that.
The jazz singer. Jazz singer, yeah.
No. Oh, I love the jazz singer.
I can't believe
oh,
you had to think about
oh,
that.
I love
that.
Neil Diamond, jazz
oh,
singer.
Film columnist.
I couldn't
Mr.
think of the word jazz. I was just going to say the piano singer
I'm
for
singing.
Some reason. Because he would play the piano
along.
In the movie, I think.
On top of the world.
I've seen it,
I sound
but it was
like
years
that guy,
ago.
Don't I? Okay, maybe not.
Well, anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, the king of all.
Kongs.
Yeah, I liked
it. King Kong.
You didn't like the remake? Of King Kong?
You know,
pretty
I thought, Jack Black.
Well, yeah, I thought it was all right. It was just a little long.
It was long.
But
it
yeah,
was,
but like they
you
said,
know,
Jack Black in it,
hours.
Colin Hanks,
yeah.
Adrian
hours.
Brody.
Adrian Brody,
his
yeah.
Nose, Dr. Shockley.
Tom
Colin Hanks.
No, Colin Hanks.
Oh.
Colin
yeah, he
Hanks.
Was in it.
I don't remember him in that. Who did he play?
One of the characters. I don't
yeah,
know
there was
who
a lot
he played.
One of the castmates.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
He was on the boat.
The boat. That's Canadian. About.
No.
3 hours long.
You know what? One of these bar
Emily
crawls. Watch.
What?
Yeah. One of the bar crawls that I do.
Yeah.
I would like the glasses, the spy glasses, and I want to make a YouTube video. I know you want to make the 10-minute documentary about my endurance or whatever, but.
Oh, can we really do that on
no,
the internet?
No, you said endurance.
I know. I'm just being funny. You want to make the 10-minute docu- Thank you.
Okay, it was funny.
You want to make a 10-minute documentary about my experience. I want to make these, like, hidden camera pranks and stuff, and I want to see if I can, like, stay in a foreign accent or something like that and, like, just, like, switch accents every now and then.
And see what they think about it.
Yeah, like, have the glasses on.
There
and
go.
Because I noticed...
See the reaction?
I noticed that one of my friends, he's, you know, I forget where. He's a European guy.
Yeah.
And all the women love him. Because they say that he is...
Is he French?
No, he's not French. But
what accent is that?
I don't know. I think he's from Bulgaria. And every time I have a potluck, he like to bring a Bulgarian
women.
Food. And the women say, you cook very good. And he really liked that. And
well,
they think that
that's
he looks
another
very
great
attractive.
Thing about him.
And then I
can
start
cook.
Talking like this and say, yes, my name is Joseph. I've got a radio show.
Sexy,
unfortunately,
know.
Joseph.
Neither one of them were sexy.
Being serious, that will hurt you more. We know you're in character and kidding.
Is this sexy?
But I actually don't know. No, don't do
yeah,
that either.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Just be yourself. Or
what?
Or maybe don't be yourself.
No, but for comedy purposes.
That hasn't worked so far.
For comedy purposes... Do that, but what you gotta do is you gotta go, as they say in the 40-year-old virgin, the hood rats first, and then when you meet the good one there, just do what you're doing, have fun with the comedy purpose. I think that'd be good if you really get the accent down. As long as the accent's down,
well,
I think it would be very interesting to see people
because this.
I'm assuming at these bar crawls, I don't really go to bars, but I'm assuming a lot of people are drunk or
that's why I think I won't go in with a cowboy hat and say yeah. You know, I got myself a radio show on the 1480 over there.
I wouldn't say that, but as long as you make it realistic, I think this could be great because people really, when they're out of it, will go, oh, wait, I thought you were German.
Well,
no, you're Japanese.
I know what would work for you. Can you imitate Adam Sandler in Don't Mess With the Zohan? Speak his language.
You can be Jew, yeah.
Let me hear it.
He likes doing the splits.
All right, let me hear his language, his accent.
I can't. I would have to hear it first.
Don't mess with the Zohan. Come on.
Okay.
Do it.
What do you think? Am I a trained monkey?
Well, yeah. Today you were. Woo-hoo. Or whatever you did.
I got to admit, Don't Mess with the Zohan might be his funniest movie.
I thought it was great.
It was funny. Yeah, it was funny.
Smell it. Take it. Remember? That was hysterical.
Yeah, it was some
good
stuff.
Say it like he did, though.
I would have to hear it first.
I will study it.
Okay. We'll have it.
Next week, study it.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about next week in just a second. But first of all, I want to bring up the interview. Remember the interview? There's a lot of stuff going on with that.
Yeah.
Of course, that's Seth Rogen's and James Franco's movie.
There?
James Franco was in Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Today is our ape show. And, I guess Jong Il or whatever North Korea guy.
Yeah.
He is. Apparently now I'm going to get emails. So they have lodged a formal complaint.
I've seen this. I've done this.
There
you don't want it.
You don't want this.
Yeah, that was a Zohan.
That's so cool. That's what my friend, I almost
this.
Said his name.
You don't want
he talked like this too, and they really like.
My name's Scrappy.
He was really good with the ladies,
Zohan. But this guy says, I'm not very good with the ladies.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Oh.
But the ladies really like that.
Well, that's why they like it, because he's just himself.
Yes.
He's calm and collected.
Well, let's
sounds
say,
like
I,
a good
I go
guy.
There, I talk like this.
Oh, there
like
you go.
This.
There you go. Master an accent. Get into a character, like with Will Ferrell, how he has as many different characters, and then just change that character throughout the night.
And then at the end of the night, you say you want to come back and see we got a sex show next week.
Let me ask you who said this quote. We're going to do a new segment. It says... people don't usually want to kill me for one of my movies until after they've paid $12 for it. Who said that?
Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. They complained to the UN.
They don't want the movie released, because in the movie it's a plot to assassinate the North Korean guy. Yeah, Kim Jong-un. And so I don't know if we're going to be seeing that movie.
Really? That's insane, because the little short guy over there says he doesn't want it to be
released.
You really think
it won't be released?
They target you now.
It's going to be released. They will.
Okay.
There's complaints, but it's Rogan and company won't let that happen.
And, you know,
I do
agree with the comment about complaining after the $12. Yeah,
me
I'm
too.
Sure that Eric, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
I got that.
Well, that, yeah.
But in all seriousness, next week is our sex show here on Breakthrough Entertainment. We've got on a sexologist named Jody Ambrose. She will be telling us all about sex.
Haven't we had one of those on before?
We've had on several sex-related people because we are obsessed with this, apparently.
Is there something you're trying to tell us, Joseph?
We've had, of course, our Valentine's Day special. We've had our Gigolo show.
And, twice.
And twice. No, that we And we've also had, our, of course, our sex addiction show. But this time it's going to be our sex show.
A sex show, yes.
We should all talk like
show.
That.
Yeah, we got a sex show.
David! David, hold.
And but you know, because next week a sex tape comes out.
Yeah,
sex tape.
Yeah,
Jason. No, I. You know what? I'll say this. Did you like Zach and Mary Make a Porno? I thought it was entertaining.
Not
a good movie.
I did not like Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Don't like
but
it?
We are going to be playing music from Zach and Mary Make a Porno and a lot
because
of other movies.
It was totally unbelievable that Elizabeth Banks would be with Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Why?
And Seth that Rogen's girl adorable. That's really a porn star was on that.
Tracy Lords. Yeah.
Who?
What?
What?
What's her name?
Yeah, who's Tracy there? Lords.
She was in that?
Hello?
Yeah, she was.
I didn't name that Tracy Lords.
Hello?
Yeah.
Tracy someone else.
Can I come in?
where are you hiding that person, little
know.
Joe?
Bad Johnson. So there's that another movie. But we're going to be talking about a lot of those shows. Premature, we're going to talk about. You know, these are all sex comedies. And so it's our sex show. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm still booking the guests. You know, so just stay tuned to breakradioshow.com.
Can people call in and...
If you got questions for our sexologist, yes, please. Because I've got a lot of questions for her.
I bet you do.
I don't have any idea what I'm doing. I shouldn't have said that on the air.
Oh, my God. So that was
okay.
Joseph
it's
that
okay,
said
Joseph.
That, by the way.
I'm just like an ape.
You're just doing everything wrong, aren't you?
Oh, yes. You know, I don't even know where what goes and what does what.
Oh, my.
And you're making it worse.
Yeah, and who goes where.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. And you're like on top of the refrigerator? Or is that where it goes?
Sometimes.
Well, what is sex?
It just depends.
We will just start with that question. What is sex? Yeah. So it should be a lot of fun, but yes, stay tuned to breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F.
And we will tell why we call Little Joe Little Joe.
And you'll go to our Facebook
page.
Probably
won't.
No, I'm
yes.
not going to say that on there.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. There'll be more info, other guests that are coming up for the show.
Yes, and of course, like I said, we've got the
Smell it. No.
That's the one. So funny.
Yeah. So
hysterical.
Yes, and I have had a lot of fun today.
You'll have
again,
the fun?
Dawn.
And you also like Mariah Carey. So you would probably really like that Zohan movie because you like Mariah Carey.
I don't like her. I like Elsa. You know they got the Elsa ornament
like
at Hallmark.
No, Mariah
at Hallmark
Carey.
They got the Elsa ornament, and you know I already have bought one of those Elsa dresses that
Elsa.
You can't buy the Elsa the Snow Queen from Frozen.
I knew it. I won the
They're
other.
They're sold out.
He's
you can't get them.
Now.
I've got one. No, it's for whoever. Whoever I wind up with, she's got to wear that for our sex show.
All right.
Because I have a crush on Elsa. Okay. Jungle Book, I Want to Be Like You by Louis Prima.
I saw that movie.
This is our Breakthrough Entertainment's Ape Show. I love Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Dave, you love Dawn of the Planet
too.
Of the Apes. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for a sex show next week. Yeah.
And now stay tuned. Real Hockey Talk coming at 12 o'clock. Brian Wurcher, Director of Communications, Public Relations, United States Hockey League, talking all hockey coming up. We'll be right back.
I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub. Come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
This is 1480.